Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, efforts are intensifying to improve the streets around Dublin city centre after a slew of negative headlines in recent years. City Council's officials are hoping to make the capital a safer and more vibrant place to live and to work and to visit. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is standing by in the north inner city. Barry, what exactly has been happening there?
We're at the end of Talbot Street here, where it meets Amiens Street. If you look behind you, you see Connolly Station. We face up Talbot Street, where there's a huge amount of pedestrian traffic and vehicular traffic every day coming up the street. This is one of the busiest streets in Dublin.
And the rejuvenation coming after perhaps a challenging enough period for Talbot Street and the surrounding area as well.
There has been challenging issues within the city centre, and this is just the start of what we're trying to do to make the city centre and make our streets more pleasant.
So what are we looking at here?
We're looking at our public lighting standards. All the public lighting standards from Amiens Street up as far as North Earl Street have been upgraded. The light strength from them has been increased, and also each of the poles, the antique type poles, have been painted up.
And here's the railway bridge.
Coming under the railway bridge, we'll see the pillars here, which are all heritage pillars, which Irma O'Darren have come and painted all of these back to their kind of original state and have them in really good condition for us here. Under the bridge, the new lights under these are incredible, and people should come down and see them.
It's usually a dark underpass, the shops, the hotel to our right, but again, the lights there give people a greater sense of safety as well.
A greater sense of safety, and a showing that there is a really a vibrancy about Talbot Street as well.
And as we walk through as well, enhanced greenery on the street too.
We have 7 greening locations on the street. Most of them are further up. But while we're here at this location, we just talk about the paving here. So all the paving from Talbot Street right up to North Earl Street has been repaved to a really high standard. All our traffic bollards here as we're walking along, they have been painted up and look fantastic. Further up you'll see here some coloured bollards. So these were all black. They were very unpleasant looking, and now I think we've added a bit of colour to the street with them as well.
Yeah, so the bollards now, one's black with blue, green, orange, yellow, pink, multicoloured here just outside the headquarters for independent newspapers.
I see the bins in front of us. We've also added a lot of bins. There's a bin at least every 20, 30 metres. Quality big belly bins that are serviced regularly.
The new pavements as well, as you say. How long did all this take?
It started in June in 2024, and we were completely finished by Christmas. So it was a 6-month project where we managed to get everything done over the 6-month period.
We've crossed over at the junction of Gardiner Street here. Many shop fronts people know, some new, some old.
So at the moment we have a shop front improvement scheme advertised to all the businesses along Talbot Street. We have 2 applications so far, and we're hoping to get more in. With regard to the vacant buildings, we're working to look at pop-up shops for the area. So that's what we're looking at long term, where there are vacant buildings, how we can add value to the street by using those vacant buildings.
We just passed O'Neill's Shoes. That was one of the shops that I think that got something under the grant to give a lick of paint to the shop front.
Exactly, and that's what we're hoping for. It doesn't have to be a big construction job done to the shop. Somebody pays for a painter to come in and paint the front of the shop. You know, that's what we want to do. We're not into huge, big changes for the street. Small changes, adding value. People will think that Talbot Street hasn't got anything for them. Well, take a walk down it and see. It definitely does.
And we're walking along here. We see the famous portal in front of us and the spire up on O'Connell Street as well.
Festoon lighting is up all the way along the street, down as far as Amiens Street. And again, that adds light, but it also adds a vibrancy and an atmosphere to the street, a very positive atmosphere. The lights can be our colour changed.
Festoon lighting, we see they stretch from one side of the road to the other.
Yeah, and then we're just walking into Talbot Lane, where we have engaged an artist. And this is one of the first interventions we did here. We engaged an artist to do some work in the area. So there's murals here, street art, which are all sympathetic to the history of the street.
We're at one of the pop-up shops now. What's exactly here?
Pop-up shop here, Irish Life have given over to Visual Artists Ireland, and they are going to be running an artist studio here in the very near future. This will be a real draw for people, for artists in the community, and also it'll tie in with the mural here beside us and also the mural in the laneway. So we're coming down here to a vacant unit which has seen better days, let's just say. We are currently currently working with an artist at the moment to come up with a concept to bring up the front of the shop. He's working on a concept at the moment, but hopefully this, in a couple of months, you will see a completely different shop front here, and it'll again bring life and vibrancy to the street and interest for those who are interested in the arts especially.
Because at the moment there are posters on it that are peeling off, if you will. The painting is that was on it many years ago, chipping away as well. So the hope is to really rejuvenate it.
Really rejuvenate it. This is the only blight really on this end of the street, so we are working with the artist on that currently.
And that's Catherine Brophy-Walsh of Dublin City Council Coordination Office there. Back to Dublin's North Inner City, where Barry is still with us. What's planned, Barry, exactly?
Yeah, and to explain that tour, why Talbot Street, why Catherine? Well, you recall how I'm still here in Talbot Street, how in July 2023 it was Talbot Street in this area which brought Dublin negative headlines around the globe, if you will, over its safety and concerns around this area after the attack on American tourist Stephen Termini, who's now going by the name of his great-grandmother Donnelly, Stephen Donnelly, with the third youth detained for that attack last week. And not far from here either, the Dublin riots of late 2023. After that, Dublin City Council set up a coordination office to improve the city, improve the environs, the streetscape, improve the safety as well with greater lighting, as we heard from Catherine there. That task force set up after the Dublin riots, and over the last few months, as we heard there, it has been working to improve, first of all, the Talbot Street area with a multi-million euro investment to make the area both safer to visit, more community gardaí around this area as well, but also more aesthetically pleasing. Now that the changes to Talbot Street, which we heard from Catherine there, they were unveiled in recent days. She is giving us a tour there, giving me a little tour there a little earlier on. And now the City Council, the business in tandem with local businesses and political figures, trying to pick another street to improve. That's the next step, picking street by street, they say, to improve the city area, make it safer, make it more attractive to visit, whilst also perhaps make changes to Connolly Station over my right shoulder as well. So that's what's planned. The city, the Talbot Street area, for now more aesthetically pleasing, but those involved in business, those in political life here in the capital say that the substance of the changes will be tested over the coming weeks and months. Cormac.
Okay, Barry Lenehan in Dublin City Centre, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. A short while ago we spoke with the RSA's Sarah O'Connor about their focus on marginal speeding, so speeding just maybe 10 kilometres per hour over a speed limit on rural roads. She really wants to focus in on that and on complacency on rural roads as well. Well, a listener has texted us to 51551 to say, I hadn't had penalty points for over 10 years. However, I just got 3 penalty points and a €160 fine for travelling at 109 kilometres per hour on a national road in Limerick. So just a slight touch on the accelerator to get past someone to change my lane seems excessive to me, says that listener. Well, I am very sorry that you got a penalty points and a fine, but the message is quite clear from the RSA and all of the authorities. Even a marginal infringement can have fatal consequences, devastating consequences to you and other road users. So that is, Sarah, the message they really want to get out there.
It is. Another person says, speeding can obviously kill, but I'd suggest that phone use while driving is the real killer when the driver isn't looking at the little screen in their hand. The driver is looking at the little screen in their hand. Their attention isn't focused on the big screen in front of the steering wheel. It's endemic. And again, I think that's true. But, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time, can't we? Two things can be true. Speeding is also a big, big problem. Anyway, you can keep your text coming. 51551.